Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for October 20th. I'm John McGowan. For campus news this week, Columbia faculty are trying to support and educate students about the Israel-Hamas war as death tolls climb overseas and close to home. People are reeling from the recent news that a young boy was stabbed to death just southwest of Chicago in what authorities have described as a hate crime. President and CEO Kwan Woo Kim issued a statement on Monday, October 16th, asking members of the Columbia community to resist demonizing others, quote, simply because they disagree with us or they belong to a different group. He wrote about the school's aspirations to create a community that can affirm our common humanity. Quote, people, individually and collectively, may commit atrocities, but we must never stigmatize an entire group or culture as less than human. We must call out the wrongs that we witness regardless of who perpetrates them. And we must always choose compassion towards each other in the face of any violation of human life, rights, and dignity. Next, the fabrication facility, located on the 10th floor of 623 South Wabash, has reduced its operating hours, and students aren't happy with the change. Senior illustration major Bab Stevenson launched a change.org petition titled Save the Art and Design Department at Columbia College Chicago on September 18th. The petition has since reached 1,200 signatures in support of improving student access to design facilities and committing to providing a quality education amid the college's financial crisis. To talk about this with me is the author of the story, Copy Chief, Patience Hurston. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. So what did you learn from, I guess, from doing the story?
First, that the arts and design department, a lot of those students they need those facilities a lot. And it kind of goes more into all of the visual arts facilities that they're vital to a lot of people's creative process. There's a lot of equipment that people just don't have at home. So coming to Columbia, the expectation is that they will be able to use those facilities and have a lot of access to them so that they can grow as artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that it isn't just the arts and design department, that the cuts are affecting every department. And this is just one instance where we see something that's going to be much wider, and it's going to affect a lot of the student body.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking too, is that it's kind of like, you know, a sign of what's to come, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely like a drop in the bucket of mm-hmm. a lot of other changes that are about to come. We see a lot of it with class sizes that just got, you know, expanded, and faculty mm-hmm. like being cut. There's a lot of changes, and students feel really left out of that. So I guess it's them trying to use their voice to just say, hey, we want to be included before.
Yeah, 100%. That kind of takes me right into my next question, which is, you know, Stevenson, the person that did the petition,
mm-hmm.
Was calling for more transparency between the administration and the students as the college continues to sort of decide what they're going to do about this financial deficit. I'll play the quote of what they said.
I just wish that there was more of a connection with the administration and the students, because I think that if there was some kind of easier movement between those two bodies, I think that this could be a really, really amazing school that people would finally be proud to go to again.
So I guess I just wanted to ask, when reporting this story, did you run into any issues with like the administration not being transparent about the whole situation?
I definitely did. There was an incentive to talk to me about this. So it was a struggle to get administration really to talk to me about why these changes were made and how they came about and exactly where it starts and who's being included in these conversations. It was definitely a struggle. You know, it's kind of sad because it's kind of what we are pointing out in this story,
yeah,
that it's hard. So it kind of was being proven as mm-hmm. it was being written, which really sucked because I really wanted to talk to them about those things.
Right. I think that about covers it. Thanks so much for coming in, Patience.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm John McGowan. Thanks for listening.